Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Martin Dugard, The Training Ground, is a narrative history of the Mexican-American War that examines the conflict as an early proving ground for several men later central to the American Civil War. Its focus is not only on the war between the United States and Mexico from 1846 to 1848, but also on the young officers who absorbed lessons in command, endurance, logistics, terrain, and personal courage before they became famous. Ulysses S. Grant, Robert E. Lee, Jefferson Davis, William Tecumseh Sherman, and Thomas Stonewall Jackson appear as ambitious or uncertain professionals within a small antebellum army. Dugard uses campaigns such as Palo Alto, Monterrey, Veracruz, and Cerro Gordo to connect battlefield experience with later military development. The book belongs to popular military history, emphasizing pace, character, and vivid campaign reconstruction while drawing on letters, journals, and contemporary accounts. Its purpose is to show how an often overshadowed war shaped the leadership culture that later divided the United States. I will give you key takeaways from this book, The Mexican-American War as a Shared Apprenticeship for Civil War Leaders. The central idea of The Training Ground is that the Mexican-American War gave future Civil War commanders their first sustained exposure to real campaigning. Dugard treats the conflict as an apprenticeship, rather than as a mere prelude, because it placed young officers in conditions that formal education at West Point could not replicate. Grant learned about movement, supply, and the behavior of soldiers under fire. Lee gained experience in reconnaissance, engineering, and the use of terrain. Jefferson Davis observed and practiced leadership in combat as a volunteer officer. Sherman, although less directly involved in battle than some of the others, still belonged to the same military generation shaped by frontier service, ambition, and the professional networks of the old army. The importance of this theme lies in its human scale. The Civil War often presents these figures as finished historical symbols, but Dugard emphasizes that they were once junior officers learning through uncertainty, hardship, rivalry, and chance. This approach makes later events more intelligible without claiming that the Mexican War mechanically determined them. Secondly, battlefield experience as a test of tactical adaptability, Dugard gives significant attention to the physical and tactical conditions of battle. Using engagements such as Palo Alto, Monterrey, Veracruz, and Cerro Gordo to show how officers learned under pressure. The value of these episodes is not simply that famous men were present, but that the Mexican campaign forced the United States Army to operate in unfamiliar environments against fortified positions, rough terrain, and logistical uncertainty. Lee, for example, is presented in connection with reconnaissance and the search for ways around strong Mexican defenses, a role that illustrates the practical importance of engineering skill and battlefield observation. Grant appears in situations that reveal courage, composure, and an emerging ability to understand the movement of men and supplies. Davis represents another form of adaptation through command of volunteer troops. The book uses these scenes to argue that tactical judgment is developed through experience with imperfect information. Officers had to interpret terrain, improvise within orders, and balance personal bravery with operational purpose. Dugard therefore connects battlefield drama to the gradual formation of professional competence. Thirdly, logistics, terrain, and the limits of the antebellum United States Army. One of the more substantial military insights in The Training Ground is its attention to logistics and institutional weakness. The United States Army that entered Mexico was small, tradition-bound, and dependent on long supply lines across difficult country. Dugard highlights how marching, feeding troops, moving artillery, maintaining communication, and caring for the sick could be as decisive as combat itself. This emphasis helps explain why the Mexican War mattered as professional education. Young officers had to learn that armies do not function through courage alone. Terrain, weather, disease, transportation, and administrative competence shaped every campaign. The contrast between regular soldiers and volunteers also matters because it reveals different standards of discipline and command. Regular officers trained in a professional culture had to work alongside volunteer units motivated by politics, regional pride, or personal ambition. By including these constraints, Dugard avoids making the war only a sequence of heroic encounters. He shows the machinery behind operations. Then this makes the later Civil War connection more persuasive, since large-scale American warfare would soon depend even more heavily on logistics and organization. Fourthly, comradeship and rivalry before national division. A distinctive feature of the book is its treatment of future enemies as members of the same military world before secession divided them. Grant, Lee, Davis, Sherman, Jackson, and many other officers shared West Point connections, army service, camp life, professional expectations, and the hazards of the Mexican campaign. Dugard uses this shared background to complicate the later Civil War narrative. These men did not emerge from separate societies with no personal knowledge of one another. They served within overlapping networks where reputation, courage, discipline, and competence were observed closely. This matters because the Civil War was fought by leaders who often understood the habits, strengths, and temperaments of their opponents. The Mexican War created memories of cooperation as well as measures of professional respect. At the same time, Dugard does not erase political difference. Jefferson Davis, later President of the Confederacy, and Grant, later Union General-in-Chief and President, could appear within the same earlier military setting without sharing the same future loyalties. The book thereby presents American military history as both intimate and fractured. Lastly, a fast-paced narrative built on sources with a debatable framing argument. The training ground stands in the tradition of accessible narrative history rather than academic monograph writing. Dugard uses letters, journals, memoirs, and battlefield accounts to create a personal and event-driven account of the Mexican War. This method gives the book energy and makes the officers appear as developing individuals rather than as names attached to later monuments. Its strength is readability campaigns move quickly, personalities are sharply drawn, and military episodes are explained without excessive technical language. At the same time, the framing argument has limits. The idea of the war as a training ground is convincing for figures who saw meaningful combat or staff service, but it is less even for every person named in the title. Sherman, for instance, did not experience battle in the same way as Grant or Lee. Some readers may also find that major protagonists disappear during stretches when the broader campaign takes over. These limits do not undermine the book as a history of formative experience, but they show that the connection between Mexico and the Civil War is suggestive rather than uniform. In conclusion, the training ground is best suited for readers interested in the Civil War who want to understand the earlier military world that produced many of its commanders. It will also appeal to readers of popular military history who prefer clear narrative momentum, recognizable personalities, and concrete battlefield settings over dense historiographical debate. The practical benefit of the book is that it shows leadership development as an accumulation of experience exposure to danger, logistical frustration, imperfect orders, difficult terrain, and observation of peers. Intellectually, it encourages readers to see the Mexican-American War as more than a territorial conflict or diplomatic episode. It becomes a formative institutional event for the United States Army. Compared with broader histories of the Mexican War, Dugard stands out by organizing the narrative around the later Civil War generation. Compared with Civil War biographies, it stands out by returning famous figures to a younger and less settled stage before their reputations hardened. Its main limitation is that the training ground concept fits some figures more fully than others, yet the book remains valuable because it links military apprenticeship, personal networks, and national rupture in a readable form. If you would like to support Martin Dugard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.